Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. I'm excited this week to be traveling across Wisconsin celebrating National Travel and Tourism Week. Here in Wisconsin, we've got something for everybody, from the shores of Lake Superior to the stages at Summerfest. Wisconsin tourism industry is a big deal, folks. It's more than a $20 billion industry that supports over 100,000 jobs statewide. I'm proud of our work to support travel and tourism to bolster our state and local economies, like our investments to help expand the National Railroad Museum in Ashwaubenon and a new sports and convention center in Janesville. I'm also glad our last budget increased tourism support with about $34 million over the next 2 years to help raise Wisconsin's profile nationwide as a premier business, cultural, and recreational destination. This also included the largest increase in state history in marketing and advertising funds for the Department of Tourism to support a competitive marketing campaign to keep pace with and outpace our neighboring states. Folks, the success of Wisconsin's tourism industry is a testament to the hardworking business owners, service workers, and marketing partners across the state who always go above and beyond to showcase the best we have to offer. And thanks in large part to them, we have a lot to celebrate during National Travel and Tourism Week here in Wisconsin. From the Ice Age Trail officially being designated a national park and the NFL draft coming to Wisconsin in 2025, to the new Borealis train connecting St. Paul to Chicago, we're doing big things here in the Badger State. So head to travelwisconsin.com to find your next Wisconsin adventure. Happy National Travel and Tourism Week, Wisconsin.